Gretchen Whitmer loses again to 77-year-old barber, judge rules shop can remain open. By Kyle Olson on May 21, 2020. Carl Mank, a 77-year-old barber in Owosso, Michigan, has defeated Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel in court for the second time in about a week. The Argus Press reported. Judge Matthew Stewart ruled that Carl Mank will not have to close his shop after the state again failed to prove he was an imminent danger to public health. Stewart said the state did not arrest Mank when he was cited, so he didn't represent an imminent health danger. The Attorney General has not presented any studies underlying the doctor's conclusion. The Attorney General has not shown any nexus between the cutting of hair and an increased risk of transmission, Stewart wrote, the Detroit Free Press reported. The Attorney General's filings rest more on general facts about COVID-19 than specific practices or conditions at Mank's business. Nessel's office said she would appeal the ruling. The Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs suspended Mank's license without a hearing. It's an unbelievable abuse of power, attorney David Coleman told radio host Steve Gruber, stating there is no legal basis for the action. This is pure retribution by the governor's office and by the AG. This is so petty and vindictive, it's beyond the pale, Coleman said. After her defeat, Nessel attacked Mank publicly. We want him to discontinue his conduct, which we think is aiding and abetting the spread of the virus, Nessel claimed. Mr. Mank, she sighed, he's not a hero, he's not a patriot. A patriot is a person that fights all enemies, foreign and domestic, and does everything possible to protect his fellow countrymen and countrywomen. To me, Mr. Mank is doing just the opposite of that and he's being selfish in his behavior, the Attorney General declared. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.